what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 1079 of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, November 10th, 2022. Thank you for cheating on the news with us today. Mark's got a midterm recap and some less than great financial news and more in the cup of coffee in the big time.
That's right. Sorry, crypto bros. A little foreshadowing.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Especially me, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Pat got it last time. This is you.
I'm in the crosshairs again. Wes has an update on racism in America on deck.
That's right. We're going to be talking about the new poster child for racism, and we're going to explore a little incident that happened at our high school when it comes to mean girls.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. I love to go back.
We made national news?
No, but it's we're talking about mean girls in a specific incident. If you look behind me, you might see.
But it's relevant. Oh, Rosen.
That's can the, I say yeah, the word? Yeah, this, the racist girl.
No.
Okay, can't say the word yet. Okay, you'll learn about that. Pat's got a Florida man story in the hole.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's a cop watch situation. You know I love a good cop watch video, and I hate the guys that audit the auditors, but this is a different story. This is a fun one. This is, well, it's not fun for the guy, but you guys are going to love it, so stay tuned.
Excellent. Love a good Florida man. And I've got some royal / celebrity news to close it out today. It's atypical. It's not your typical royal or celebrity news. So it's a little surprising, hopefully, for you guys.
That live stream went pretty well, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. There hopefully you have everybody it. Enjoyed. If you did not watch it yet, go to our YouTube page and watch the replay because it's funny. It's fun. You can just fast forward if you get bored because it's 3 hours.
It was fun.
Sig Smell's almost gone, by the way.
Yeah, see?
That's quick, Wes.
Oh, yeah, we should recap it real quick for everyone.
Mm. Okay, it started out lots of immediate merch buys for Freedom Funnels, which kind of took me out of the game mentally by about hour two. And so you guys, what else happened?
We saw what it looked like if you and I would have had a baby, Willie.
That's right.
And what it would have looked like if Mark and Wes had a baby. It wasn't pretty at all.
And we had guest appearances by definitely not Mark, but definitely Dr. Oz and Donald Trump and John Fetterman.
Yeah, I just happened to step out to because it was a long stream. I had to go pee a few times and I missed like some huge guests. So
huge stars.
It's crazy. Man. It's crazy how that worked out. Do you guys want to see just if for the YouTube viewers? And if you haven't, check it out. It's youtube.com/hardfactornews. But that still works. This is what... Wes and Mark might look like if they were to have
purple hair.
I was wearing a bandana.
The purple hair is because Wes was wearing a bandana. Picked it up in the image. That is a scary, scary sight.
That's right.
Kill it. Yeah. Kill it. Yeah,
it's a real Cro-Mag. Yeah.
There's a lot of waiting around on an election night live stream, especially now because, you know, oh, wow, look at me and Pat's kid. Also not attractive.
No, not good.
Better than ours, but not great. You know,
I mean, there's a lot of waiting around. Like Nevada and Arizona still are what, like 70% reporting each
other? Let me get it. Dude, it's part of my coffee. Come on, bro. Let me get into it. Let's just do the news. All right, Pat.
Well, it's just a continuation of the live stream.
Look at those guys. Yeah. Look at that handsome guy. Look at that handsome.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's. Right. I'll give it.
A cup of coffee in the big time.
Your kid's ugly too.
Right? He's not cleaning up.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying he fucks.
He's
Mark.
Ugly too. All right, they're both virgins. Ours looks like he'll eat you. Our kid might eat you. All right, let's do some jokes of the day before we get into the news. I got a couple good ones. Got a couple good ones from the Discord. Good job, Discord. Hard Factor Tony says the baby roach says, what happens if we get sprayed with Raid? And Papa Roach says, suffocation, no breathing. No breathing.
Don't give a fuck if I'm
bleeding. This is my
last resort. Could I be wrong? Could I be right? Chances are that I might.
Something Papa Roach.
I mean, that was a great song.
I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. All right, let's keep going. Tatanka says, what do a burnt pizza, a frozen beer, and a pregnant woman have in common?
Nah, I read this
pizza,
one.
Pizza, so. Frozen what? Beer, I don't know. Yeah.
An idiot that forgot to pull out in time, right?
Oh, but
I had a frozen Bud Light in the freezer from last night. I'm an idiot. Yeah. All right, last
not
one.
As expensive as some of the others on that list.
Doesn't cost you for 24 years. Last one, Father Brian. This is a good one. A woman went to the doctor and said, my butt hurts. And the doctor asked, where? And I think it says the woman. It should say the woman replied, right around the entrance. It's really sore. And the doctor said, my advice is that as long as you call that the entrance, it'll keep being sore.
Yeah.
Because
there you go.
Your butt should be an exit.
A little medical advice.
Yeah. Right, really comfortable. Entrance, doc. Yeah.
Really comfortable with that term.
Yeah. Yeah. She sure was. Problem. I think we solved it there. All right. First up, let's do a quick midterm recap. So we've been on the midterms nonstop. First of all, again, live stream. Great time. Thanks to everyone that joined. You can check it out on YouTube. Let's run that back again soon, maybe December 6th for the Georgia runoff. And that's what we learned, some of the things. First up, there was no red wave as reported. That was wrong. And that's about all we know. As the control of the House and Senate still being decided, but it's close. There's some close races that apparently haven't been tabulated yet. It's looking like the Republicans will take control of the House, but the Senate right now is like, I'm going to say 49-49 with three key states kind of too close to call, but I think really only two, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. I'm giving Arizona to the Democrats. Democrats picked up a seat in Pennsylvania. The man who could be a great heel in the WWE, dominating steel cage matches, John Fetterman, beat TV doctor, Dr. Oz. So that's kind of, yeah.
Nevada and Arizona, though, my state right now, continue to prove why we need to standardize getting real-time election results in this nation, because this is fucking absurd.
You don't
how
like
can
the,
you be
you don't
waiting
like this
on
world?
Election results this
you don't
long?
Like waiting forever for the results?
Who does?
No, I know. It's not good.
Who the fuck is like, yeah, man, let's wait a week to get the fucking vote count?
Yeah.
But like, who's like excited about that?
We no do one. Love our men and women of the USPS on this show.
Yeah, well, I get yeah. it, Pat, but change the fucking rules so it's not their fault.
Yeah, no one's blaming the USPS. It's just kind of weird that, you know, results aren't in.
Unbelievable. It's so fucking ridiculous that you can wait a week for election results in the most developed nation in the world in 2022. Unbelievable.
It's a little weird. We do have a lot. We have a
unbelievable. Go to the blockchain. Do anything.
We have a lot of technology. We have billionaires developing VR headsets that blow your head up. Like, we have a lot of tech out there. It seems like maybe some of that energy could be used.
I mean, there's
this,
no wonder people don't have faith in the system, because it takes a fucking week to get the answer. I mean, like, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Anyways, Georgia's going to a runoff for sure on December 6th. Warnock and Walker heads up. No one else is allowed in that, just the two of them, because none of them got to 50%. They were all like 49.5, 48.7. Nevada, we won't know for a while. Apparently,
till Friday, because Clark County said it. We won't even start counting them till Friday.
Right. At the earliest. Like, we won't know for multiple days. And Clark County is where like Vegas is. It has like 60% or more of the state's population, right? It's like, you know, that's Clark County decides it. So yeah,
it's a lot of boxes. We gotta organize it for 2 days, and then
it's gonna take forever. Arizona looks like it's going blue. Like I said, we're 80% accurate here. So if I get one of these or two of these wrong, it doesn't matter, because mathematically, you know, the other
you're covered.
96 states I got right, right? So if I get one or two wrong, because two senators, right? 96 senators I got right. So
right, yeah. Governor, you know, we'll is very much not like it. Governor in those two states, I think those two states may break. Like, they might have Democratic senators, Arizona and Nevada, but Republican governors.
Yeah, it's looking like that's definitely possible. Yeah, but, you know, election results are coming in slow. It's kind of the new norm, unfortunately. Also, hopefully you won money or are winning money on markets and predict it. I had close to a double up thanks to the live streamers telling me to pick Fetterman. Good Good call. And then now I need a little bit of help because I put a lot of that money into Georgia and Wisconsin being the closest states in the Senate. And it looks like Nevada might. Yeah, Nevada and Arizona are up there too. So I'm sweating it out.
Let me help you out here, Mark.
Yeah.
Earlier in the day, Will and I had a discussion. He thinks that the Arizona gubernatorial race is going to Republican Carrie Lake.
And you think opposite.
It's going to Democrat, whatever her name is. And right. I put all Katie my cash Hobbs. On Dem.
Cat lady.
And daddy's making money.
Daddy's making also, money on Carrie Lake too, though.
I mean, also Rick Caruso.
Too money. Close to call.
Yeah. Los Angeles mayoral billionaire. Race. Looking good for the Caruso.
Yeah, was, also we thought hilarious. He was dead in the water. He's yeah.
Wes, I've told these guys on the Hive Hour, North Josh from North Carolina. He called me or texted me like, give me three picks. And I gave him Fetterman, Carrie Lake, who I still think is going to win, even though Pat doesn't. And Joe Lombardo of Nevada, who's still up like 85 cents. Mm-hmm. All good looking like winners, potentially, besides this Arizona. We'll see, Pat. But they're going to have to create a lot of ballots in Maricopa County, I think, to get her off. She was on fire in the polls before the thing. And he didn't take any of those three. He took the other people in those states.
So he missed. There was a miscommunication.
He's like asking the waiter what their favorite dish is, not yeah. giving a fuck what they say,
and then yeah, absolutely okay. striking that off
yeah.
the list.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how smart, nice, how smart could a waiter be?
Don't know why I even asked you.
yeah. We're all waiters. Before we move on from politics, you know, the two-party nonsense system with the you know, pick one or the other. Let's talk about some props instead of some people, some props and states. Missouri passed Prop 3, legalizing the recreational use of marijuana. Way to go, Missouri. Maryland also passed and legalized recreational marijuana. Way to go, Maryland. Crab cakes, football, and pre-rolls. That's what they're known for now. And Colorado decriminalized mushrooms. Very interesting. The
huge.
Second state.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Very nice. I mean,
on the heels of marijuana.
You can now
mushrooms.
Get like it's a medical treatment thing now there. I mean, it's at a registered access system. That's what they're calling it.
But
you can get fucking high as shit on mushrooms is what you can get.
Three
right,
states.
I just don't know where you have to get the registered access.
Three states didn't.
No,
pass not. Marijuana. Who well, was it? Arkansas, North Dakota, and South Dakota rejected the marijuana.
Those three.
What are you idiots doing? And then
I've got family in the Dakotas though. Oof,
morons. That's tough. And then dumb shits in California went no on sports betting legalization. Do the people of California know that crypto exists? Like, I get there's some danger to sports gambling for people with addictive personalities that can't control themselves. Me being right on the border of that motherfucking line, okay? So don't, you know, like, I understand it more than most. But DeFi crypto and crypto exists, you dummies. You can lose your shirt on Buttcoin, but you don't want to give people the option to bet on the Rams?
They have casinos in California, too.
But
it's insane.
Buttcoin's a good investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Californians think so, too, but they don't want to.
They
it's
do
insane.
Less. They do. You can play blackjack and shit.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
What is this? This is so stupid. Like, does everyone in California have like a degenerate loved one that lost their life? Like,
it's right next to Nevada, so they probably just want to hold their noses up at us.
It seems really crazy to me that like if you're indifferent, don't vote. Right? Like, you don't have to. If you pass sports gambling, you don't have to bet on sports. You know? I don't understand. Lighten up and live with a little fucking excitement. We're all going to be living in bubbles soon with that California no on sports betting energy. It's pathetic. Not even giving people the chance to bet on sports. It was up for vote. I mean, I don't understand. If fun was on the ballot, would they vote no?
No, you've been to California. It's a blast out there.
Is it?
Well, they kind of did. They just voted no on fun on the ballot.
They did.
They know what they're doing.
This coming from
the fun department.
This coming from the state where the only ticket hit the $2.01 billion Powerball. You want to ban that next, you fucking losers?
Yeah, probably.
No, they probably won't. They're also not going to ban the, being able to make a house on the street, stuff like that.
I don't think it's very safe for there to be scratch-offs. People could really waste their money on them.
Yeah, you got Powerball, but no sports betting. That's makes sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I understand some people probably have a connection to sports gambling. Their dad lost their college fund, maybe a few suicides. I understand. I get it. But you don't have to sports gamble. You don't have to vote no on it either. You can just not vote on it. And for
it's
the
like
people
70%
that
want it, no, I think.
It's insane. I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Well, it was supposed to, I guess the gaming companies had to partner with a tribe.
Well, there was two.
Well, no,
right?
that one didn't pass either.
There was two. I'm not speaking about the Native American one. I don't know enough about that one. There was about like Native American reservations having sports gambling. There was another one that was just, do you want sports gambling? Yes or no? And they're like, no.
No. Get it out of here.
What are we doing? Anyways, weed legal in Maryland and Missouri. Good job, MD.
That's great. Great.
Yeah, that's good. Good job.
Also, Missouri, notable because it only becomes the second only conservative state. Well, no, third, I guess, because Nevada got it during a Republican governor. But yeah, it's becoming more of a bipartisan issue, which is great.
Well, it's because right. I know some people have addictive personalities. And I don't want to give them the option to bet on sports. What?
Yeah, that says California. Get out of here, California.
Do you want to stop me from getting a 12-pack at the local convenience store, too?
Something tells me everyone in San Francisco voted against this.
Yeah. I mean, I bet I'd like to see the
they're
votes
pretty restrictive
in that county
group up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on.
Not on the homeless, surprisingly, though, Pat.
That's get high and eat some Utz.
Yeah, maybe let the homeless put a few dollars when they, you know, on a sports game, maybe a parlay that could get out of homelessness. I don't know. Right. And someone that probably wishes she had been taking a flight out of Maryland and Missouri in 2023 instead of Russia in 2022 is WNBA star Brittany Griner. Right.
Oh, this is such a bummer.
This is a bad one. Griner has been.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's been in Russian prison since February of 2022, right? Like it's been 10 months, 9 months. They caught her trying to fly with a very personal amount of weed. I think she had two vape cartridges total. She says she forgot about them. And, you know, obviously she wasn't like selling. But Russia put her in jail for 9 years. We've not been able to get her home as Russia has been demanding the merchant a death in a lopsided trade. And I'm not saying Brittany Griner is not important and what's happening to her is not unfair. I'm just saying the merchant of death is pretty horrible and dangerous. Like that's a big
ask. I think the sticking point is actually the other nerdy guy. Like, they agreed to give over the merchant of death, but Russia won't give over the nerdy white guy.
Well, we want a two for one. That's what I'm saying. We want a two for one. Yeah.
They want it. USA keeps going for this 2-for-1, and Russia's like, no, it's 1-for-1. And then and it just ends there.
Not unless you give us, you know, another terrorist back.
Brittany Griner's wife is devastated. It's terrible what's happened.
It's awful.
Tall as she is.
So this is what happened. She's like, I think she's 6'10", I think.
Oh, you think they have beds that fit her at the penal colony?
Let's get into it, Wes. That's the new news. Bad news for Griner has gone to worse as she's now being transferred to a Russian penal colony from her holding cell for the remainder of her sentence, where she will most likely be forced to do hard labor for over 8 years. It's a labor camp.
It's the gulag. It's literally she's in.
They're going to make her do all the hard labor because she's so tall. She can like build the tall things.
She's 6'9", which ironically makes it really hard to 69.
Yeah, it's true.
Almost impossible.
Yeah, almost impossible. You got to find the right partner.
Cruel.
As she is going to have to help with all like the ceiling projects.
That's what I'm saying. It's just going to be her doing all of
her shoulders. Her shoulders are going to go to shit like within a year.
Oh, her back.
It's incredible. It's incredible what's been able to happen to her. And it's just like we apparently can't do anything about it. And it's OK.
Well, it's a bratty move. The Russians are essentially, they're taking their ball and going. It's like when you're playing with a spoiled kid.
Oh,
right?
Dude, Russia's putting the screws to us on this.
Russia's
one.
Saying, oh,
the
yeah.
The old Russian labor camp trick. Come on, this is the biggest move, the biggest show of douchebaggery. Backbreaking labor for her and no sleep, as you mentioned, because no beds for 8 years.
Russia's like a stalker ex-boyfriend. Russia's like, oh.
Well, really, they're more like a torturer who's actively torturing somebody in the fucking gulag.
Maybe I'll cut myself then.
Right.
You know? No, they're actually fucking her up.
What they're like is they're like a torturer that they're like, if you cross this line, we will be at war. And they're like, oh, you can't do anything about it because I'm torturing her in my basement. You can't come in my basement.
So we just do fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. They have basements in Russia. I imagine it's pretty tough soil.
Solid ground. Well,
yeah. I think they call it frozen. I think they call floor one. Mm-hmm. Level one's the basement. They call it.
Yeah.
As long as there's
it's so fucking horrible for Brittany Griner. Her whole family, she's been made a political prisoner. Disgusting.
Terrible. Take her to the basement. We're here. We're already in the basement. Speaking of VR not going well, Meta laid off 11,000 employees.
Whoa.
Yes, yeah, not everyone's pumped about the virtual world.
No.
It's a lot. That's a lot of employees, man.
It is. It is, Pat. That's 13% of their total workforce and triple what Elon laid off at Twitter, although they had a lot more workers. Because this is, and this is also a hiring freeze through quarter one, 2023. This is for all of Meta. I was kind of joking about VR. Meta owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, all that stuff. So this is
the same exact level that Stripe did, which is another huge tech company. Stripe did 14% of their workforce.
Yeah.
So this is about you can surmise by that the tech industry is going to reduce by at least 15% probably during this downturn.
But this is a worse sign, man, because like Stripe is a payment processor, right?
But so they're both huge companies. Huge.
Oh
companies.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a very functional business. This is more of a nebulous business.
You have to save money because you're not making enough.
Well, it's not a good sign.
In fact, to show you that I was doing a full swoopsie doopsie from the beginning, he's not cutting like the metaverse engineers at all. He's still paying them millions and millions of dollars, which is causing cuts in the other departments because he's all in on this fucking virtual world.
He loves virtual reality.
He can't stop losing money on it. They're bleeding billions and billions. This company used to be one of the $2 trillion companies in the world. And now they're just like they're losing hundreds of billions of dollars.
Is the only one, and maybe Apple still.
Apple's close, yeah.
Yeah, but not Facebook for sure.
No, that dude's gonna die on that virtual hill.
Do you think he's just a huge VR porn guy, and like he just can't shake it?
No, man, this is his legacy.
I was thinking the same thing, Will. I think he's in too deep. Maybe not just.
Yeah, Wes, you know what I mean.
Well, if it's virtual porn for the world, it's like was richest man for a while and top 10 richest men, it's because he probably strangles people to death in the virtual porn.
And also, if he's
doing something fucked
I hope
up.
It's just the VR.
If he's a hound dog, no, it ain't
in virtual.
It ain't a wolf hound dog. It's a yippy white dog with the shit.
Oh, yeah, he's like a terrier. It's like a little Jack Russell.
It's him on a leash.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he gets shit on, like in his eyes, like the white dogs in the virtual world. He's like, shit on me. Yeah.
I love this. Why doesn't everyone else love this?
Yeah. I can't do it in real life because if someone found out, but as a dog in the virtual world, you can shit on me.
Gotcha.
Anyways, Meta.
Do you want me to clean it up?
Yeah,
with my mouth.
Yeah. Anything's possible in the virtual.
I think
world.
I can roll it all up with my back. Anyways, the Meta had a 50% slide in quarterly profits last month.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I remember that headline, so it makes sense that this one came right after it.
Yeah, but the cuts were all at not metaverse places. Sticking with our billionaire social media overlords and with them facing some bad news, let's talk about what's going on with Twitter. On Wednesday, what was going on with Twitter? So the Twitter blue thing has been rolling out to people, and people have been paying $8 to get verified and get other perks that come with it, right? The new and supposed to be improved Twitter subscription thing. But once again, an unforeseen issue in an Elon Musk bold business design implementation has struck. That being that now that everyone can be verified, a thing that for years and years and years we've trained ourselves to like connotate to that's definitely the actual person. It's not an impersonator. They're verified. Guess what? Now people are impostering the shit out of celebrities convincingly because they're verified. For example, this tweet set the internet on fire on Wednesday. It's verified LeBron James account at King James. So the you can make your name LeBron James and you can get verified, and then your handle is going to be slightly different than the real LeBron James. And he says, "I'm officially requesting a trade. Thank you, Laker Nation." So everyone's like, "Oh, what the fuck."
Great troll though. Great troll. But then didn't Elon say that's done? You're done after that? Like,
yeah. So here's the thing is, you know, that happened like 17 times on Wednesday. The best player in hockey, McDavid, someone made a fake McDavid account saying he was getting traded. Art Chapman from the Yankees said he was re-signing with the Yankees on a fake account. And Musk said, going forward, you're going to get permanently banned if you get caught impersonating. But it doesn't matter. You can have one follower and create these things and just keep creating accounts and impersonating people and pay for $8 a month. So he's swimming in fake impersonating accounts right now.
And eventually he's going to ban so many of them that it'll be hard to get a believable fake at. No. And then he'll squeeze them out that way.
Probably. This guy had a pretty good point.
Take forever.
He quote tweeted, he said, here is the tweet. And he was showing the LeBron James tweet. And he goes, they're banking on the fact that their moderation team will catch up to every single account impersonating someone, even if that person is impersonating a no-name government official. So you can start, you know, like fucking with politicians and stuff.
Well, no. That's inaccurate because there's a different descriptor for politicians. It's not a part of the verification. So there's going to be a different descriptor under their name.
Right, but no one knows that. No, he got rid of the official thing under the name already. He killed that. And also, if you have the name of the politician and then a verified signal, that's going to trick people's brains whether there's another political thing under it or not. Like,
because he was saying that it was verified would be separate from your listing.
It's a fucking mess, bro.
It's a mess, dude.
He was tweeting about implementing and then killing features on the platform.
Correct. That's what
he does it live.
Was talking about. The second to verification, he's like, fine, we'll kill it because people don't like it.
This is a big win for the Twitter developers that got laid off. You love to see it for them.
Oh, it's a mess. He's I know a little bit from like kind of running the Discord. No. Like
no salary.
When you have like 20 billion people giving you ideas and you're listening to them, he's in over his head. He definitely probably has buyer's remorse, or he should probably just stop. You know,
well, he's just listening. So obsessed with it that he loves doing it, even though it annoys everybody else, I think.
I think he's starting to get a little overwhelmed.
Because he is annoying on Twitter.
I think he's starting to get a little overwhelmed by it. But that takes us to...
the cream of the crop!
And as promised, horrible, horrible crypto news. That's something you do hear often these days, but this one's particularly bad. Crypto exchange FTX. Have you ever heard of it?
Hey, they just bought Voyager, my crypto exchange.
So they are your crypto exchange then?
Technically, I guess.
Yeah. Ever heard of FTX? It's one of the largest crypto. It's the second largest crypto exchange with over $32 billion in money being moved with, you know, tens of thousands of users, some whales, some everyday Joes. Yeah. Guess what? They're going to go bankrupt, it looks like. So this guy, Sam, where is he? Sam Bankman-Fried, this dorky looking guy,
right,
shouldn't be running anything, is the CEO of FTX, and a few days ago was worth over $16 billion, and then within 24 hours was lost 95% of that, and now he's worth about $1.2 billion.
Still doing okay,
but not great. Not a great day, especially not for FTX users. So I guess what was happening was, I don't know the exact details of what happened. I read a few summary threads. One alludes that Binance, the only other crypto exchange larger than FTX, started a FUD campaign, like a fear campaign to get people to think FTX was not doing well. And then people started selling off. I read that one of FTX's largest investors that they had shady ties with in over $1 billion sold off like $1 billion in FTX. And then again, maybe Binance kind of FUDded, maybe they didn't, but Sam came out with a tweet. Sam came out with a tweet. Well, we're not even there yet. Well, Sam came out with a tweet and was like, don't worry, everyone, everything's fine. And everyone's like, this is not fine. This tweet is showing us it's not fine. So then everyone started selling like your normal everyday traders. And FTX went way fucking down in value. Like they're talking like, you know, 50, 60% down in value. Everyone's panic selling. And then on Wednesday, the CEO of Binance, CZ Chao something, I don't know how to pronounce Zhao. His name. Yeah. Chang Peng Zhao tweeted this out.
He said, Zapper of Will's crypto coins.
Said, this afternoon, FTX asked for help. There's a significantly liquidity crunch. To protect users, we signed a non-binding LOI intending to fully acquire FTX. Great. So he's going to buy FTX. Everyone's like, thank God. Thank God. Okay. Who cares? So the biggest fish in crypto ate the second biggest fish in crypto. Sam so-and-so loses $15 billion, but everyone else is going to be fine because Binance is even more stable than FTX ever was. This is great news. Thank God. You know, a couple hours later, this comes out from Binance and is retweeted to CZ's account. As a result of corporate due diligence, as well as the latest news reports regarding mishandled customer funds and alleged U.S. agency investigations, we have decided that we will not pursue the potential acquisition of FTX. Yeah.
Now, right, FTX is seeking $8 billion in funding.
Right, so basically everyone in FTX is withdrawing and they don't have the money to pay them. And Binance realized that they were going to have to fit the bill if they took over, and they said, fuck that.
It's hilarious. I was about to withdraw my...
Good luck.
My my money from them, but yeah, they already got like deleted. What happened was they took on Voyager, and it's probably a lot of the people in there immediately after they got bought out by somebody else was like, oh shit, let me take all my money out.
Is what everyone's trying to sell, but they can't. Is it like a Robin Hood thing? I'm assuming you can't sell probably right now.
I'm sure
there's no money.
Yeah, they can't pay. There are rumors that upwards of $6 billion in customer assets were, quote, mishandled or stolen, probably.
Gone, including my, you know, few thousand items.
Mishandled. Whatever. Yeah. Gone. Crypto is a scam. Was trending, right? Not good. Not good at all for crypto and crypto bros.
My experience with it is
well, if this is the second largest exchange that has been stable, and this Sam guy was said to be the smartest man in crypto.
Mark,
trust in that guy is a big mistake.
Mark, Wes, that's a great point. I was going to say, Mark, before I ever invest in crypto again, I'm going to look at the person who's the CEO of that crypto bank, and if he looks like a podcaster, I'm not going to fucking do it.
Make sure he showers.
Looks a lot more put together. He's groomed. He's like in shape. Like the Binance guy looks like he's definitely less of a schlub.
It's like he makes mistakes.
Yeah, a lot of mistakes, Wes. He's wearing like an Ocean Pacific shirt with like a crappy fifth grade zip up hoodie and then cargo shorts. The guy and he's got
that guy
throat.
Stinks. He's got skid marks.
He looks like he stays
3 days.
Yeah. Stays a long time at Thanksgiving break.
Oh, he smells. Lord. I can smell him looking at that picture. But yeah, not great. So in fact, this is one of the first responses on that Binance pulling out thread. It's from this guy, Chase, who says, wherever you are, if you have funds in FTX, go outside and take a walk. I want you to know this isn't the end. Opportunities will come. I know it looks like you've lost everything, but I promise you it's all going to be fine. Don't give up on you. Please keep going. We need you. This is how bad it is. This is how bad it is.
Yeah, no, this is the start of an R word, fellas. This is where the people start jumping off the roofs.
A lot of people killed themselves when Celsius went under.
It's not good.
Unfortunately, it's going to be the same. Unfortunately, we need tweets like that.
It's going to be the same with this shit. I only lost a couple thousand.
Don't kill yourself.
A few thousand,
if you lose your money, don't kill yourself. Please.
Some people have their whole life savings in that shit.
I understand. You can restart, but not good for crypto or crypto bros. Crypto is looking pretty shady. Be careful out there. And that's today's cup of coffee, which was brought to you by Next Evo Naturals. And boy, could a lot of people really use some of that right now.
Here, take some of the stress complex myself, because I just got all my crypto stolen.
Next Evo CBDs.
By CZ. This will calm me down.
There you go. Thankfully. If you've ever wondered whether your CBD was working, that means it probably wasn't, right? Next Evo Naturals developed Smart Sorb technology, clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD 4 times better than regular CBD oil, because we all know that oil doesn't mix with water, and we got a lot of water in our bodies. It works faster, too. So when you're trying to go get some sleep, you won't waste time wondering, is it working? You're just going to be like, I'm out. Will's got the stress one. I've been taking the night ones. In fact, I use Next Evo every day. No jokes, daily. Sometimes twice a day, because sometimes I take the stress-reducing ones during the day and then the sleepy buddies at night.
It does work. It really every does night. Work, man. I mean, it'll for an organic compound to knock you out like that, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. My wife's like, stay up and watch the show with me. I'm like, I just took this CBD thing. It's like 20 minutes.
Right, that's the thing. It's like my girlfriend and I call each other at night, and she's like, I just took my CBD, so I'm just calling to say good night, because it's about to be lights out.
You're not going to get through.
Literally,
to
that's
yeah.
The, that's what it is.
You're not going
to
get through to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to pick
it's
up. Going
to voicemail.
A long time.
Yeah. Smart Sorb technology improves CBD's ability to be absorbed, getting into your system in as little as 10 minutes. What else? I mean, it's got triple action CBD sleep. Helps you get more refreshing sleep for sure. Naturally, they start with the fast acting Smart Sorb CBD to calm your mind. And then they add fast acting melatonin for the sleep one to get you to sleep fast. Plus a controlled release melatonin, so you sleep longer and wake up refreshed. It's awesome. You can try their delicious strawberry flavored sleep support CBD complex gummies to help you fall asleep quickly. You can get the stress ones, get a better night's rest and a better day tomorrow with products from Next Evo Naturals. For up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more, use promo code HARDFACTOR at nextevo.com. That's nextevo.com, promo code HARDFACTOR, 25% off, 40 or more.
Fantastic product. All right, guys. Got a little update on the new poster child for racism in America, Sophia Rosing. Remember her? She How could
we forget?
Kentucky. Right. Wasn't that long ago. She went on a racial tirade against a black student who wouldn't let her in the elevator at a University of Kentucky dorm where she didn't belong at. She was hammered. She repeatedly called this this woman a N-word bitch, said things like, do my chores, it's not my fault you're black, it's not my fault you're ugly, tried to hit her with a shopping cart, bit a cop, bit her, lost all her jobs, and pleaded not guilty to those charges in court.
What were the, was it, oh, not guilty to hitting this girl?
Like not, yeah, not guilty to all, assault of an officer. Or whatever. Yeah, assaulting an officer.
Your Honor, it's not my fault she was ugly.
Yeah.
What were her jobs?
Wow.
She worked at Dillard's and she worked at, she was like a marketing person for a like online shopping thing, I think. But Dillard's was.
That wasn't a real one yet because she's in college.
Well, yeah, she's about to be in the real world, but not anymore.
Dillard's is like, not again.
Right, Dillard's. So.
I mean, you probably got to cancel. If you're like a big retailer or restaurant chain, you got to, you're probably firing an employee like on a monthly basis that gets caught doing something stupid in the news.
Oh yeah,
yep.
Right? Like if you're a massive employer, right?
Dillard's has pretty high standards.
They do. You show up late.
I mean, you're just constantly dealing with people doing dumb shit because humans are fucking
Dillard's
crazy.
And like companies probably have a full time position where they monitor someone adding Dillard's with the name of someone in a picture saying this is what your employee did.
Yeah,
you're there robbing my house last night.
Yeah.
Apparently, in the full video, she uses racial slurs over 200 times. So she was like an N-word factory, just churning it out. And
they should have shut her up.
Yeah, the University of Kentucky has made a decision on Sophia, and guess what? Probation. The
what?
UK president put out the statement saying she's in enough trouble legally already, so the university doesn't find it necessary to make matters worse.
West,
and she's pretty. And she's white, and this is Kentucky after all. No, I
let's tolerate her.
I'm kidding. This is what happened. Here's the news clip.
Some breaking news here at 4. The UK student who is criminally charged after appearing in a video that shows her calling another student racial slurs has been banned from campus permanently. 22-year-old Sophia Rosing will not be able to re-enroll as a student. In a letter to the university, President Eli Capiluto called Rosing's behavior in that video, quote, disgusting and devastating to our community, end quote. Rosing was arrested Sunday morning after verbally and physically assaulting UK student Kyla Spring. Rosing bonded out of jail Monday evening. Her attorney told us she was apologetic, humiliated, and withdrawing from UK. She would also be getting treatment.
But still pleading not guilty and saying she didn't do any of it.
Right.
I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse has slid into her DMs, right?
What's the treatment?
This is Rittenhouse 101. He should jump on this.
Yeah, she said treatment? She said it's rehab.
They're just going to put her in front of a bunch of black people and see if she like says anything?
I don't know.
What's the truth?
So how do we get you to un-hate black people?
There's probably a racism camp, I'm sure.
They put her in front of a bunch of black people sober, and they start feeding her shots.
Well, you probably just have to have like your first conversation with somebody of your not your own race. Like,
She has to make it through 12 shots without saying the N-word until she can leave.
That's the final test. And once you've had enough conversations, can you do that and make it to the end?
How are you feeling, Sophia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we did a line of, I don't know, cocaine.
Right, yeah. Bring out all the demons.
Past treatment.
Yeah, so that's number one. That's number one, what's going on with Sophia. But also a former high school classmate who agreed to speak on the condition of anonymity. Is saying that, seems about right for this bitch. She's the devil, and she tried to ruin my life, too, in high school. So this former classmate, by the way, here's a picture of her. I mean, this is just classic. I mean, there's their senior picture. Home of Beechwood graduate, class of 2019. If you have one of those signs in your house, in your yard, you know that, you come from a little bit of money.
Right,
anyway, she said
the sign that says,
the sign.
Hey, look at me.
My daughter graduated.
Look at the context clues, the landscaping.
Yeah, exactly.
Very well kept grass. Yeah, good point, Pat.
Yeah, and you can't even see any of the house in the photo, which means the yard's nice and big. Anyway, so the former classmate basically said it's all grass.
It's all grass.
100% grass.
Yeah, you can't. There's no house in there. Just pick a spot, baby. We won't see the house. So Rosing, this victim was 15, and she said that Rosing posted her phone number online along with a message that she would send nudes. So then she had a bunch of horny men being like, where are those nudes at? I want my nudes. And she was just getting phone calls.
I was promised some nudes.
Why'd you post the ad? He's the one going to send the nudes.
Do you want some of mine?
False Should I send advertising. You some of mine?
I'll start.
I'll see. Exactly.
So she did that to her. Then she said she would comment on big Instagram pages with the same girl's phone number, saying that she would send explicit images. So she was harassed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nonstop. She then said that she once saw her. She tried to get her siblings kicked out of school because she saw her stepbrother go to his mom's house one time, which was out of jurisdiction. So she's like, they shouldn't even be in the school. Try to get him kicked out of the school. She said the harassment was so endless that her family was going to press charges against her and her family. But eventually they just said, fuck it. These people are insane. And they just took their daughter out of the school. So she bullied them out of the school. Yes. Yeah.
Aggressive bullying.
It was very aggressive bullying. She said this video 100% shows her true colors. Her behavior has been the same since high school. Her parents are going to throw money at this and try to make it go away. She said she doesn't live in a mansion by any means, but she does live in a very expensive area, as you can tell by the grass.
Rich enough for a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then she said,
it's terrible. It's
look, this is just her true personality. It's not because she was drunk.
Yeah,
she's just
there's no treatment that's going to work for her. I mean, hopefully she doesn't get to like a position of authority in the adult world, right?
Well, surely she's so mean to people because of some sort of personal trauma to her. So, she needs some help to understand why she told the arresting officers that she was wealthy. And she gets special treatment
all the time. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So she's got some entitlement issues. That's for damn sure. But this reminded me of one of the most incredible forms of mean girl bullying that happened at the hands of a mean girl in my senior class against a girl in your guys's freshman class in high school. Ooh. I think she was in your freshman class. Maybe she was a sophomore. You guys know which incident I'm talking about?
No.
Rosenho?
I see the word behind you.
No. Friend of mine.
I forget exactly the situation.
Friend of mine.
Yeah. No. So you don't
she
know
was
you
not
guys
in our class.
She was
a class above us.
Sophomore. Okay, yeah. So this girl, her name, her last name was Rosen. I'm not going to say the full name, but it wasn't Rosenho. And this senior in
Thank
my
God.
Class, right? The senior in my class, I think the rumor is that maybe she messed with this girl's boyfriend or she did something to this girl. And the senior was on the yearbook staff. So as revenge, in one of her pictures on the track team, she replaced her real last name with this, Rosenho. And as revenge. So, you know, calling her a hoe, basically. And it's printed forever. I took that out of my yearbook that I have here. Printed forever in the yearbook.
You got the proof.
Yeah. And so she wasn't, the senior wasn't able to walk. And this girl was just, you know, humiliated.
How close was it to the real last name? Could it have been like, oh, it's a type.
No, completely impossible.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not at all. I will say this. I know this person. I know this person after high school.
Mm-hmm.
And look, awesome person. Did not deserve this, but
yeah,
does have a pattern of behavior.
A hoe.
I knew her too. I hung out with her a little bit. I almost got arrested for firing BB guns from her backyard across the lake.
Oh, she was rich. She had a great backyard.
Yeah, she did.
Wealthy family.
But anyway,
but she did have a great backyard.
Lived in Reston.
A lot of grass. Yeah, yeah.
It was one of those Reston families where you're like, you go to school with us when you went to their house. Not like Wes's nice house, like nice,
right, super nice
on the lake. On the lake,
it
wasn't a mansion.
Situation.
Yeah,
it was a divorce situation.
Not a mansion.
Just her mom was so hot too.
Poodles. Talking about like weird little dogs.
Whippets.
Well, yeah.
Wes, was this chick equally as as crazy as this other one? I mean, are you saying?
No. The senior was nowhere near as vindictive as this Rosen girl. But I'm just saying it reminded me of this incident of mean girl bullying in high school. By the way, I pulled up all of our pictures from that year. You guys want to check them out? Show the viewers.
Yeah, let's
okay.
Sure.
Here's Mark's freshman picture. Yeah. That guy.
Braces.
There he is.
Yeah, braces. Yeah.
Nice. There he is.
There's not stopping that smile.
There's PCAS. He's a sportsman.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah,
this is ninth grade.
Was that polo? Sport?
Ninth grade, yeah.
Yeah, it's polo sport.
Yeah,
polo sport.
There's William.
Oh, wow,
handsome.
Yeah, look at
is
that hair.
Ascot.
Look at that hair.
Wow, you look like you're from Reston.
That yeah, was a yeah, that was a really fancy picture. Get up. Jeez, my mom always wanted me to dress up for that. So I was at a wear collar.
Yeah. And there I am.
Oh, look at
Wes. Oh my god, you look so much like Cam.
Yeah, I know. You don't look 18 there, bro.
No, I don't. No.
Wes looks like a character in American Pie or something.
You look so much like your son, it's crazy. I never saw that in you before. I mean, because in real life you don't see the eyes,
yeah. Mm-hmm. There
it is. Because of the fat face.
Yeah, because of my fat face and his slanty eyes.
I was going to say it, but.
He's such a good kid. Straight A's. Anyway, that's the update. So she's in rehab now. So,
well, hopefully she gets rehabbed of her racistness and horrible.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, man.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
Well. There's always a shot, right? Anything's possible. KG, Kevin Garnett said anything's possible.
Can you, for people like her, excommunicate them to the metaverse permanently where she can only be found, she has to live in the metaverse and like just kind of like a prison almost, but like a metaverse prison.
You got to get that from guy society. With the head exploding headsets to get on that, Mark.
That's true.
Yeah.
You might be able to figure it out.
Gentlemen, come with me down to Florida, if you will. You guys know these videos, right? The cop videos where some guy tests his First Amendment rights. He's read up on.
Oh, I hate these, dude. I fucking hate these.
Yeah, these guys are douchebags.
I hate these videos.
Yeah. Look, for the most part, they are douchebags because what they're doing is being impolite to law enforcement officers to
wasting their time.
For no fucking reason.
They're just wasting
It's actually like a danger to the community because they're just distracting somebody who could, you know, be helping somebody who's actually in need.
Correct. Well, they're preventing them from helping actual people need and also riling them up.
They see themselves as do-gooder citizen auditors. They're the exact same thing as somebody who would make a citizen's arrest, except the opposite.
Now, hold on.
They're too big pussies to make citizen arrests.
But they're the opposite. They're the same in the opposite way. They're the yin and yang of shitty people.
Yeah.
I've been watching these videos for the better part of a decade now. And I will say that there has been a total and complete evolution. And look, by the way, this is an argument. There's an argument on either side. Are these guys generally dickheads? Can you be polite to the police? Absolutely. Are they a lot of times being like, fuck off. Don't fuck with me. It's my rights. Absolutely. Look, there's two sides of the coin. These guys are getting better. In some respects. In some respects, it's okay. And what I'm about to show you is a man who's legally blind, who went to jury duty. He walked in the dark to jury duty with his legally blind ass, and he looks like a Vietnam veteran. And you're gonna understand what I mean when you see him. He's wearing a bandana. It's an American flag. He's got an American flag jacket. He's got the I'm legally blind Vietnam veteran glasses. Now, he's a little bit too young to be a Vietnam veteran, but you're going to know what I mean. He walked to jury duty. Jury duty's canceled. This is on October 31st in Columbia County, Florida.
Changed.
He's walking home. He's clearly not doing well financially. 61 years old, doesn't have a car, can't drive, because he's blind too. And he gets stopped by a police officer. So I'm gonna play the interaction.
Well, now we know his whole life story, so yeah.
Well, I gave you a little bit of context.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not covering the story.
Sounds like you love this dude.
Here we go.
Hi there.
Hey.
What's this in your back pocket? I just saw you walking in.
It's a navigational aid. What's the problem? You a tyrant?
Yeah, I am, actually. What's your name and date of birth?
I don't have to give that unless.
Yes, sir. I was investigating.
You have reasonable.
Do you want me to put you in handcuffs right now? Yes, sir, I do.
What is your suspicion?
It looks like you're carrying a gun in your back pocket. I'm stopping to make sure you're carrying it properly.
Have you ensured that it's not a firearm?
No, you keep turning so I can't see it. You don't have to be a dick to me.
Well, what is it?
Well, you're being one to me.
No, sir. I'm doing my job.
Am I just it?
Yeah, you Blind are. What's King. Your name and date of birth?
It does not matter.
Yes, sir, it does.
Do you have a crime?
Would you like me
Call
to
your
put
supervisor,
you in here?
Please.
He's right here.
It's like a cane. Right.
He took his cane out
don't
and showed
me.
It.
Not a walking stick.
So,
and it could look like a weapon. She asked you to really present it, okay? Now she's asking me for ID.
I don't need the ID unless there's a reasonable, articulated suspicion that I have committed a crime a crime or is about to do a crime.
Sir, and her suspicion was that you were armed, okay? And she's asking for your ID.
Well, now she has verified that I am not armed, okay? So there is no problem.
You got your ID or not?
I do have my ID, but you don't need it, okay?
Good point.
What did he say?
Let him go. Wait, they're cuffing him? That's bullshit.
He goes, he said, am I being detained?
That's bullshit.
Where's your wallet at, sir?
I don't have a wallet on me.
Okay, where's your ID?
Where's your ID? My pocket. Good pocket. You are not allowed to search me. I want your names and badge numbers.
1257 on Nick, 65427.
Yeah, 4427.
Hotel
322-457-61-2540. Name.
Okay, so he's been detained. He's about 4 minutes. They obviously threw him in cuffs for no reason. This is a sped up part of it.
Sir, you legally bond?
So this is very different than the jerks that
have
trapped cops. This guy was body cam footage.
Which was canceled. Why aren't you using your stick?
I wonder he's so pissed.
Oh yeah, he's like he can slightly just like look up at this guy.
It's gonna be. I want your name.
They're confused because his eyes.
Put himself for resisting.
Okay. Resisting.
Hey, let's go.
Damn, they gave him a charge.
I want your name and badge number two, sir.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
A bunch of dicks.
Pat, this is very different than like the guys that like. Set up three different camera angles. 100%.
He wasn't.
This guy was walking and he got stopped.
He's just
by
a smart
cops.
Guy who got stopped unlawfully.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But he was responding in the same way that a lot of First Amendment honors do, saying, hey,
yeah, but he's not one of them. So don't put them together.
Don't lump him
they're not
those
nearly the same thing.
He doesn't have a TikTok account specifically to
a
do
a blind
this.
Guy right. stopped for yeah. his walking cane being a gun is not a guy who goes out and seeks out officers to talk shit to them. That's
correct.
Not the same.
I 100% agree.
And he's pissed because they dragged his ass
losers.
Up there
to,
for, yeah, for jury
tried
duty
to
got canceled.
The same deal.
Sorry if I contexted that wrong, but you know what I mean. He's the type of guy, so I'm not going to show you my D because I don't have to, right?
Right.
So what if you didn't or couldn't hear everything clearly there, the woman stopped him. He had his cane. It was one of these canes that's a telescopic cane. It folds up. He had it in his back pocket. The female officer ended up writing in the report that it looked like a chrome pistol or a pistol with a chrome grip. He took it out. He said, it's clearly not. A gun.
She's the one that's blind.
He said, are you a tyrant? Said, are you a tyrant? She says, yes, I am. Then they detained him. And then finally, he said, it's not that big of a deal, sir. And he said, it's about to be. And the supervisor, Sergeant Randy, said, we're just going to arrest you for resisting.
Let's take him in for resisting. Sprinkle a little crack on him.
The man did about 24 hours in jail. He was booked into Columbia County Jail. His name is James Hodges. Booked in Columbia County Jail. I guess the charge was resisting an officer without violence. The arresting deputies.
What? He didn't resist at all. He put his hands directly
behind
his back.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what? He didn't resist at any point.
Yeah. So resisting is when you just don't do exactly what they say when you say, basically.
I don't know. Well, I didn't see any resisting
all. This is going to be dismissed by the judge and they're going to get
hopefully.
Disciplined.
Oh yeah, I mean it's already been dismissed.
Yeah, 100%.
So, because the arresting officers were that's Jamie Godey.
Oh, great
right?
picture,
Jamie
Jody.
Needs to calm down. Look how jacked up she is in her pictures. Drink five less coffees, lady.
Could you imagine you Jamie and either Westerized picture from last night morphed into a kid? Oh. Not even looking kid.
Couldn't. Because this is Sergeant Randy, the supervisor.
Look at that picture of Randy.
He's a unit.
Yeah, that's Sophia Rosing's dad right there.
Yeah.
And just because these guys are fucking dicks, what would it look like if Jamie and Randy?
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Perfect.
Whoa. Well, it actually kind of looks like, you know what it looks like? Ron Rivera.
It looks a little bit like Ron Rivera.
It looks like Ron Rivera.
He also looks a little bit like that kid from Hot Tub Time Machine in The Office, the dorky kid, you know, like the comedian. But he's
exactly. Like the young. The nerdy young guy on
and,
the
and, and the last couple seasons of The Office, exactly.
Clark Duke.
Yeah, that's the one.
Anyway, the man was held in jail for about 24 hours. Sheriff Mark Hunter, Columbia County, made a statement via Facebook video. Said, "Look, this isn't okay. They didn't follow their training, but no one's 100%, and
The officers are suspended for 2 and 7 days without pay. And Sergeant Harrison has been demoted.
Really? Good. Randy? Ooh. Fat Randy?
Randy got demoted from supervisor? Oh, his life is fucking over.
Yeah, because that guy, Wes, he should have come in there. And they're saying, Randy, how did you not put that to bed on the street? You know, right. How did you not tell her
and,
to just leave?
And Randy
alone?
Was the one that demanded the arrest. And she was like, what are we arresting for? He goes, resisting. Randy decided to trump up the resisting charges.
Yeah, no,
on
it,
camera.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Supervisor gets the discipline there. So she was just way too jacked up. You could tell. She's like, you don't have to be a dick to me. She's like screaming at him. And they've had like two words exchanged.
Like, yeah, I'm not your husband, lady.
She wasn't equipped. Yeah.
Stop taking it out on me, broad.
She was over her head once he pulled out the cane. It was kind of like, what do I do now? Should have let him go.
What did he say immediately thereafter? Am I free to go? And she said no.
That was fucked up.
There was a lot of police officers who commented on the video saying, when she replied yes to, are you a tyrant? That's unconscionable.
Yeah. Right. She was
that
just
is
out
weird.
Of her mind. She was,
yeah.
She was
unprofessional.
Jacked up on her
drink. I am a tyrant.
Yeah. Today I am. I'm your tyrant today.
She was calling him a dick within like 10 seconds of their interaction. She was way out of control, like adrenaline.
She want a fist fight him?
Right, yeah. She's like about to tackle him, tackle a blind guy in the street.
I mean, you can
like,
see that guy's a blind. That guy's got blind Vietnam veteran vibes from him.
Well, right,
because
he's a big
away.
Dude. Like, she was probably just maybe intimidated a little bit, but she needs more training.
It's a walking stick.
He's 60.
Sergeant Randy was trying to get out of it. He's like, you don't use it every single time.
Exactly.
He's trying to reason his way out.
I think Randy knew at that point. He was like,
how come you didn't use it? Then we wouldn't have been so stupid.
He should have still right then just been like, come on, break it up, stop it. Like instead, he just had to go through with it like an asshole. So
what do you say we take a picture with you, bud? Get on out of here.
Now, thanks to Randy, this blind gentleman, this legally blind gentleman is going to get a big settlement from the state probably. So.
I don't know if he wants it or not. He's happy to be.
He seems like a stand-up guy, so maybe he doesn't. But he could get it if he wanted to. So
they did take a day from him and cause him some stress. I mean,
they did take a day. At least get some.
Maybe 25 grand would be nice. You know,
something. What's your day worth? You know. Yeah. All right, guys. Speaking of getting something for nothing, you guys would want to be royals, right? If you had the opportunity, like if you had the opportunity to be a European royal, a member of the royalty.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's 4 for 4.
I mean,
just mega rich.
Get old.
You know? Yeah. You're always relaxed. You're mega rich. No, money forever.
I'd like to find out.
Castles. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
After all these years.
Yeah. It's like the movie King Ralph. Yeah. We would all love it. We know that. Anyway, some folks don't like it, like Prince Harry, and add another European royal to that list because the BBC is reporting that Norway's, I got to find her picture here, Princess Martha Louise, here she is. She's given up her royal duties to focus on her alternative medicine business with fiance and self-described sixth generation shaman, Durek Verrett. There he is.
Durek.
You can see
Durek's from Queens, isn't he?
He's from America. Yeah, he's definitely American.
I've seen a few pictures of them. You said this, the spiritual medicine and the pictures I've seen of her, I think they have freaky sex all the time. Freaky sex.
So look at Derek. Yeah.
Yeah.
You said sixth generation shaman. How long have I been in the United States?
He claims
never
been
a fucking shaman.
No. He
no,
looks
no,
like
no.
Lexington Steel.
It's completely fake. It's completely fake. He's just dresses really well. He's a good looking guy.
They just have sex in tents a lot. Like
he can talk people into anything, and he is. I mean, to his credit, he dresses like Rasputin, and he looks good. So, you know, that's like he's got that going.
Hey, good for them. Good for him. You know,
good for Durek for sure.
Yeah,
good for
sure.
Durek. Probably not for her. She's
giving up a lot.
She's going to give up a lot of money in the end. She's still going to be a princess according to her family. It's just the thing is, guys. She's just not going to do any of the duties at all. None of them at all. Doesn't do any. She's still princess.
She's
still
got different
money,
duties now, Will.
But no duties at all for the royal family. Her only duties, Pat, as you said, she's just going to focus on the business with her husband or
that's
fiance.
That's what they call
Durek's
dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think so, Pat. Because I looked up, Pat, I Googled for hours to try to find details about the business. The alternative medicine business doesn't exist. You can't find it. You can't find it by either their names. It doesn't exist.
The second I see a picture of them, I'm like, how did they get clothes on long enough to take this picture.
Right. The business is literally Shaman Durek's penis.
Can you imagine growing up with Durek? Like, let's say he is from Queens, and like, hey, you're what's up with Durek? Oh, well, yeah, he's married a Norwegian princess, and
shut up. Yeah. He really did it. Huh?
That
son of a bitch did it.
No, he's done so
They're
much
selling
more.
Medicine or something.
He was always talking about it. Yeah.
You guys have no idea. He's done so much more than that. He has allegedly said that cancer is a choice. That's one of his teachings.
Oh boy.
He's claimed to have
put that on a shirt. See how fast it takes me to get punched.
He sells
in the face.
That shirt. He must. It is alternative medicine website. Wherever
cancer is a choice.
Yeah, that's one of his teachings, Mark. He's also claimed to have predicted 9/11 before it happened. Everybody, just Jeez, so you know,
that's impressive.
And he's been a very recent influence on Gwyneth Paltrow, who famously started making vagina scented candles in 2019, probably at the suggestion of Shaman Durek. Is my guess.
Is that what he says? He says it says. Or you
no,
just
but the timing is nothing short of coincidental, Mark. I mean, Shaman Durek was hanging with Gwyneth Paltrow. She makes vagina.
He was hanging around her. That's true.
100%.
Yeah, this dude fucks.
Yo, Gwyneth Paltrow, what are you up to, bro? I haven't seen you in a long time. What's up?
You wouldn't believe
I met a Norwegian princess.
Yeah.
Well, and I made Gwyneth Paltrow make vagina can.
I think this guy's been at it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the best. Shaman Durek. And now he's stealing Norway's princess. So despite all this, despite all the obvious red flags, King Harald of Norway describes Mr. Vered as a great guy and a very funny to be with. He has a lot of humor and we laugh a lot, even in this difficult time. I think both we and he have gained a greater understanding of what this is about, and we have agreed to disagree about all the crazy shit Shaman Durek says, like cancer's a choice and all that, you know.
Look, she's going to need that walking stick soon.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, shit. He's going to be in charge of the whole fucking royal family soon.
He's running the show. Yeah.
He's running shit over there.
He's like Rasputin.
Yeah. He's Norway's Rasputin. It's awesome. Yeah. And this princess, it's not a surprise to anybody, guys. She previously started a school that aimed to help people, Norwegians, get in touch with their angels. So that was one of her directives as a kid. So this is nothing new for King Harald. He's used to dealing with his daughter just going fucking crazy all the time. So
you say he's from where? Queens?
Yeah.
I need his full name. Man. I need the full name.
No, it's Durek Vered. Here, let me get it for you. It's Durek.
Sixth
generation shaman.
Yeah, right.
V-E-R-R-E-T-T.
Daddy, I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's from no, I'm sorry, guys. He's from Sacramento.
Sacramento. Still a
Remember when
hustler's
remember we went
town,
there for the can-
right?
we went there for the cannabis cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We met a couple shamans then.
He probably became a shaman when he found out this Norwegian princess was into the giving people angels thing. He probably came up with that scheme.
How did he get Gwyneth Paltrow with the vagina? The guy's amazing. He's incredible.
He's a smooth talker. Like,
you can't knock the hustle.
Keep your ladies away from Shaman Durek.
Yeah.
Oh, he did 5 years in prison.
Of course, Pat. Come on. Let's not dive into that part. Okay. Anyway, speaking of genitals, did you guys see the Harvey Weinstein headline?
No.
You know, it's from the same trial where he
stared
falling a hole through the jury.
No. Yeah.
Have you seen the headline?
We know here it is.
Aaron. Here it is from Law and Crime. A woman describes Harvey Weinstein's chopped off penis. Something wasn't right about it. Says it looks like it's chopped off, chopped in half.
This could explain a lot.
It explains everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if it explains everything.
Whoa. I mean, well, it explains why he's got so much rage. His penis is all kind of defunct. It's on lawandcrime.com.
He's got a weird
now.
Dick, man.
Yeah.
It's so much. It's crazy. He's got such a weird dick. Also, we didn't mention it at the top, but also a Pennsylvania state rep, Tony DeLuca, won re-election even though he had died prior to Dennis Hoff style in Pennsylvania. We got a new Dennis Hoff. So,
what was the headline again? What was the headline? Andrew Parkerson, and if we're going to do good.
Oh, no, Mark. I looked that one up. No, it's so sad. Don't read the details. Read the details. It's a kid who had a painful erection for 4 days.
Not that one. Not that one. Before. No, that was bad. No, I don't want to bring up that one. That kid had Asperger's and they ignored
him. Yeah, that was nuts.
They ignored him. No, this is a headline.
It was the saddest article I've ever read.
No, I don't want to talk about that one. This is a headline he sent a couple days ago. It says, this is from the Daily Mail. So this is like a pretty big publication. It says, revealed, migrant center petrol bomber. So I guess he like did some sort of... gasoline bomb, was Joker obsessed, far right supporting, cannabis smoker, 66, who had battled bouts of mental illness since his son, quote, died after COVID jab, and he lost his penis to cancer. That's one headline.
That check. Gotta get this guy with Dirk. He'd still have that dick.
Yeah. Dirk, by the way, he would be a great henchman for Dirk. Dirk could use a man like that. 100%.
Born Derek. He was born.
Well, but he chooses to identify as Dirk, Shaman Dirk.
He became Dirk.
Please put some respect on this shaman's name.
Yeah.
What a waste of the court's time. Going and changing one letter of your name.
What happened to Weinstein's penis?
The Moyle fucked it up.
Something happened.
Sounds like the Moyle did a whoopsie.
Oh,
something happened.
You think it was from like
birth? It is wheel time, fellas.
Wheel.
Pat, you're on high five, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
yes.
Yeah. But that's not the right day. So. Yeah. Is it already?
Tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah. Today's Wednesday, buddy.
Wow, this week was insane.
All right, I'll have a cup of coffee for you tomorrow. Pat will have the high five, so send him any type of submissions you got for us this week.
It's going to be mostly Dirk based.
Oh, wait. Okay, look up Dirk stuff. Also, Pat, make sure you go through the Instagram DMs. There was a guy who sent in his video resume to replace... I forget who it was. You were Wes, but it was, I think, probably Wes when we made the joke. It's incredible. He's like shotgunning soup and stuff. It's amazing. He did a lot of great stuff that made
strong immune
made
system.
Me think he would be a great Hard Factor host. He did a lot of similar, you know, feats to what we could do.
Yeah, get that video up.
It's going to be a good one. It's something to look forward to. But most importantly, get out there and have a great fucking
see you later, yeah!
It's already Wednesday night, huh? What? Huh?